Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keyes, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. And also, you can become a fan just looking up my name, Joy Keyes. You might be able to find the show. Again, Twitter is @JoyKeyes. Well, this afternoon, I'm looking to have the Miss Universe 2011, Layla Lopez, on the show. So she should be calling in any second. For those of you who don't know, she's from Angola. Angola is located in the southern part of Africa. And one of her issues that she's battling or wants to work on is the prevalence of HIV/AIDS. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, women account for more than half of the adults estimated living with HIV/AIDS in Angola. The Portuguese colonized Angola, and they had a lot of slaves come out of Angola and were taken over to Brazil. So there was a Brazil and Angola, one of their colonies, but currently they are an independent country. And they're working to restore the area. They had lots of battles, fighting against the Portuguese and then fighting amongst themselves about who was going to rule over Angola. And so you have a lot of different factions, but right now it's fairly stable. Some of the things that Angola exports, oil and diamonds. Oil is a really big export for them right now, really helped jumpstart their economy. And they've been actually working with the Chinese government. One of the major oil companies in China has connected or collaborated with the oil companies in Angola. So China and Angola have a good relationship, I would say, in terms of trade right now through the issue of oil. Diamonds is another one of their big exports that helps their economy. There are currently about 240,000 people living with HIV/AIDS in Angola. And as we know, here in the United States, AIDS is a killer. And here in the United States also are everyday African-American women are some of the have the highest numbers of newly diagnosed HIV/AIDS individuals here in the United States. So it's a serious situation, whether you're Angola or in the United States. People need to work on it and continue to talk to young people, continue to talk to men, heterosexuals. It is not a gay disease. Anybody can get HIV/AIDS, unfortunately. But there are people who have AIDS and are able to live and work, and because of the different drugs that are available, their quality of life is better than it was, say, 20 years ago or 15 years ago, if caught early in the UK. And then she came to the Miss Universe pageant. She is very beautiful. She's 5'10 and a half. For those of you who've seen her, she's very beautiful. You can look on the Facebook fan page to see pictures of her, her crowning, very statuesque, tall. She almost looks Brazilian to me at first glance, but it makes sense if you understand the history of Brazil and you understand the history of Angola and Portugal and how they're all interconnected. Well, I'm hoping that she'll be calling in soon. If not, we may need to reschedule the show today. But again, Miss Angola, I thought it was important to have her on. She's only the second or third African of African descent to win Miss Universe title. So I thought it was really important to try to have her on the show today. Their schedule's really busy. As a matter of fact, the interview was only going to be about 15 minutes, but, things happen, and I'm hoping that she'll call in. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-929-0368. Again, 646-929-0368. Let me tell you about some of the shows that are coming up this Saturday. I'm going to be interviewing actor and filmmaker Robert X. Goffin. You might remember him from The Great Debaters. On October 15th at 11 a.m., I'll be doing a show about black sororities and fraternities. I believe this might be Miss Universe on the line now. Good afternoon.
Hi, may I please speak with Kayla Ingram?
Oh, no, this is a question. Why did you want to become Miss Universe?
Well, I've always dreamed about being a Miss. I love the idea of being a Miss. And I, like, as I was growing, I realized that a Miss is like much more than just beauty, like having a crown, a sash. It's like a Miss is a powerful person. Like, she has a role. She can do a lot for the world, and that's what really made me compete for Miss. For a pageant.
What was your scariest moment during the pageant?
Well, like in every pageant I've been, my scariest moment was like falling. You know, I've always been afraid of falling because, like, I was, I'm always thinking, how can I react if I fall down?
Yes. Well, you guys are wearing high heels and the long gowns trailing behind you, so it's very likely that you could fall, so you have to be very graceful.
Yes, yes. This is really one of the scariest things that I think we all have.
So what's the funniest moment that you had on the contest?
When I was called for top 16 and we had to go to we had to go backstage to change, I was dancing. I was wearing my swimwear and I was dancing, and one of the supervisors told me, "Come on, Miss Angola, you have to go back on stage and you're dancing already. Come on, we'll have so much time to celebrate." Because I was happy to be on top 16.
Oh, yes,
I was
definitely.
Really, really happy. I was like, I had won the competition already.
So I heard that you want to be a butterfly. Talk to the audience about this idea about being a butterfly.
Well, I love butterflies. I love the colors, and I love the idea of flying. Like, they're free, the freedom. Like, it's nice.
So now, you also are working to fight HIV/AIDS in Angola. I spoke to the audience earlier about where Angola is and the colonization by Portugal and different things and different types of exports. But you're working to fight HIV/AIDS. So how do you hope to combat this? Are you planning on opening hospitals, schools for children, bringing
like
in more drugs?
Especially in my country, like we need more hospitals, like more care to these people. Besides fighting against HIV, I'm going to also fight against discrimination against people have been infected already with HIV/AIDS.
How do you hope to educate? Because even in America, we still have a rising rate of African-American women with HIV/AIDS. How do you hope to somehow change the people's mind that, you know, they need to wear condoms or they need to get checkups? What do you think can be done?
Well, I believe communication is all. Like, we have to talk. Information is everything. We have to keep people informed. Like, we have to try all the things that we can to make people informed about the situation. I think this is the only way we can make things better. Like, informing people.
So where's your first stop after you're in New York now? Where are you going next?
I just went to Singapore as my first trip as Miss Universe. I came back two days ago. Next, on Saturday, I'm going to Indonesia for the pageant, Miss Indonesia. And then I'm going to do a tour with the winner. And then I'm finally going home for homecoming on October 26th.
Wow. So how do you maintain your health? Do you do special exercise? Do you eat a special diet?
yeah, I work out. I try to work out like at least twice a week. I watch my diet. Like I try to eat a little bit of everything because I love eating. Yeah, I try to eat a little bit because I really love eating. And yeah, but I don't have a favorite. I just love like beautiful things and things that really make me feel comfortable and pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have a favorite one.
So what did your parents say when you won, when you spoke? What did they say?
Well, they were really happy for me, but of course they told me to take care of myself. This is a huge city, and this is my first time in New York, my first time in USA. They were a little bit on, we import everything, so it's going to be great for me. And I also want to be a great, successful businesswoman, so nice way to start.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the Miss Universe pageant is a great platform to make the change. And let me just say thank you to the Miss Universe pageant for allowing you to come on today. Now, you have a Twitter account, and your Twitter account is the Real Miss You. Is that correct?
Yes, that's it. The Real Miss You.
And The Real Miss You. So if you're interested in following Layla Lopez, tweet her at The Real Miss You. And also you're on Facebook, correct?
Yes, my Facebook fan page is Layla Lopez.
Layla Lopez. So
yes,
her name is spelled L-E-I-L-A, and her last name is L-O-T-E-S. So if you're on Facebook, you can also touch base with her and see where she's going and see pictures and get updates about her travels. Where would you like to travel?
It's very interesting. I've been... I have a friend with Miss Bolivia is my friend. She was telling me about her country, so I'm very interested to know Bolivia and Kenya as well because of the culture, and the country as well.
So, do you plan on being a family woman? Do you plan on having children in the future? Do you think that's something you want to do?
Yes, of course. I want to get married. I want to have children. Yeah.
How many children do you think you want to have?
Two.
Two?
Yes.
A boy and a girl?
Yes, a boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl. That's the perfect match. You know, you could have twins or you could have triplets, but you never know. As a mom, I wish you much success with that. I also wish you much success and safety on your travels around the globe, and I hope that you will make a dent in the HIV situation in Angola, because right now, very few people are getting drugs. Very few people are really knowledgeable about the disease, you know?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So what's your favorite food in New York City? Did you have a hot dog yet? Or did you eat a pretzel?
I didn't have hot dog yet. But I ate a bagel already.
A bagel, yes. You got to have a bagel.
Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of bagel? Just a plain one or like cinnamon raisin or blueberry or what?
Hi, this is Susan. We're all
okay,
out of time.
Okay, she has to go? Okay,
yes,
no problem. All right, thank you so much.
Okay
you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Okay,
bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Unfortunately, her schedule is really tight, so they had to cut the interview short. But I want to thank you for listening. And, again, you can follow her on Twitter, the Real Miss You on Twitter, and also look her up on Facebook, Layla Lopez. And, again, her name is spelled L-E-I-L-A, and her last name is L-O-P-E-S. So I encourage all of you to get tested. If you have not gotten tested for HIV/AIDS, you're falling asleep. You need to get tested. It is not just... you know, only certain people can get HIV/AIDS, men, women, black, white, Latino, Native American, Asian, everybody is susceptible. So if you have not gotten tested, you can get an oral HIV/AIDS test. There are clinics all across this country where you can go in, takes about 10 minutes, and get an oral HIV/AIDS test. So that takes 5-10 minutes of your time. And if you have more time, you can go and get a blood test. I think that takes about 2 weeks or a week or so to get back the results. But either way, go get the oral HIV AIDS test, especially if you're in a relationship where you're not married. I would go get regular testing, you know, between your partners, if you're changing partners, and continue to use protection. Using condoms is one of the most effective ways, but also communicating with each other and getting tested together. I mean, that can be a date. It may sound kind of corny or weird, uncomfortable, but if you're willing to lay down with someone, I think you can go to an office and get tested first so that you guys are on the same page. I want to thank you for listening to the show. We're going towards 72,000 downloads, and you can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys. You can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And I hope you have a wonderful Thursday, and tune in on Saturday. I'll be speaking with actor and filmmaker Robert X. Goffin. On October 15th, we'll be doing a show about black sororities and fraternities. October 22nd, jazz pianist Elio Villafranca, and also a show about Down syndrome. And on October 29th, filmmaker, TV producer, author Nelson George will be on the show. So stay tuned. Lots of wonderful things. I hope you have a wonderful Thursday. Thank you so much.